Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be in Silicon Valley on Saturday to visit some of the nation's largest tech companies. He'll meet with the CEOs of Facebook and Google in a bid to bring more high-tech infrastructure to India. In a nation with over a billion people, only 40% have basic internet connectivity. But Modi's critics say this visit is just another attempt to cater to big businesses. Others say his reforms barely scratch the surface of the problems facing India today. Abe Bhushan is the chairman of the Silicon Valley consulting company A Square. He joins me from Palo Alto, California. Abe, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
So why do you think Modi has his eye on Silicon Valley?
Well, I think Modi is a lot for development of India, economic development. Up to now, India had been more in what I call a consulting mode, providing manpower. And slowly is getting into the product development mode. And Modi and the Indian government wants to strengthen the ties with Silicon Valley. So there's investment into the Indian product companies in Bangalore, in Delhi, in Mumbai. And that would be a very critical advancement, and the connections that he makes with companies like Facebook and others to start increasing their operations in India, because the Indian manpower is very skilled and there's a lot of competition for that is growing. And so I think that will help the U.S. Silicon Valley companies as well as India.
So tell me, what's it like as someone who is working from the United States? What's it like to operate in India?
I think, you know, some of the regulations have been eased, but not enough. There's been more talk opposed to substantive changes in the policies. I have not seen any new specific initiatives on the ground that has made things any change. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping there would be change, there'd be more bilateral cooperation.
But, of course, Modi would say that he is trying to change that. He's got this Digital India campaign to promote digital infrastructure inside the country. There's also Make in India. It's his campaign to bring manufacturing to the country. What do you make of those? Aren't they working?
I think it's too early to tell. I mean, certainly statements have been made, but like in terms of actual manufacturing increasing and the change, you know, I have another company that I'm part of, Point Cross, in the big data side, and we have operations about 120 employees in Bangalore, and I work closely with them. I find that the mindset of the Indian employees has to change more to a product company. It's very, very tough because the whole emphasis and focus on quality, the whole focus on developing products that meet the customer requirements accurately, I think that needs to develop in India, and it'll take time. It's not a magic bullet that somebody can, you know, wave, or like a wand that they can wave and things will automatically happen. It doesn't happen like that. There's a lot of investment needed in education, in training, and that's where I'm most concerned about. What's happened is fundamentally the things that will help create the people who will have that mindset have been cut drastically. And that is, to me, a big concern. The other concern I have is that India has the largest young people under 30, half of India's population, like you said, 1.2 billion, there are 500 to 600 million people who are under 25. And these people need jobs, they need training, and it's not there. I mean, the fundamental strength about the United States is that University of California education in the 50s and 60s was free. And we have kind of increased that and not made it affordable to economically disadvantaged people. In India, it's far, far worse.
What kind of lessons can you draw from your experience in the United States that can help move India forward?
When I first came to the U.S., the top tax rate for the rich was 70%. In Eisenhower's time, who was a Republican president in the 50s, it was 90%. America was working. We were starting public universities. The highways were being created. The airports were being created. America was on the move. I think after 1980... the top tax rate for the affluent was cut to 28%. And all of a sudden, there was no budget for making the long-term investment needed for the American people. I think the same thing is happening in India. That's my big concern. And that is that right now, the tax rate for the rich is being dropped. The budgets that affect the poor people, the programs that you can call welfare programs, they're being cut down heavily. And I think that's going to have a negative long-term impact. So my lesson is that make the communities work, make education free. And I think that's the one that we want. Internet, of course, makes it possible. I mean, you can go on Google and you can get all the knowledge and information that you want. So that is a very positive thing. I think internet will have a long-term impact both for India and for the U.S. So the internet connectivity, the access of young minds to the world's information will be just fantastic.
Abe Bhushan is the chairman of Silicon Valley-based consulting company A-Square, talking about Modi's visit to the United States. Thank you very much.
Thank you.